Well, let's just go back a little bit to London during the war. Yeah. So, can you remember what happened to you? So, you were, how old were you then?
When we were there, I was 10, and 14 years. And we lived every year of it. Bombing was constantly every night, about 6 o'clock. We used to go down into the shelter.
Where did you go? To a tube station or under the hotel?
No, at the beginning we stayed, there was a, what used to be the basement of the hotel, was turned into a shelter. Very, how shall I say, there were tear bank beds put in, and we used to sleep in there. And from there, we sometimes used to go down to the underground, which was nearby, and that's where we spent our nights, in the shelter most of the nights.
Do you remember being frightened?
No. But we were shocked one day because all of a sudden there was a landmine dropped by the back of the hotel. And it was everything there was flattened down. And I remember that night in the shelter when the explosion took place, dust, even from our ground.
Wow.
It was devastating. And from there, windows were all blackout, torn, windows ripped. And from there, we were taken to another hotel the following day, to Marlborough Court Hotel, which was also people occupied by the evacuees. And there we stayed about 6 or 7 months whilst the British Empire was redone. And then we came back again.
Did you, so your father had the pharmacy, so what was your mother and what was she doing?
No, at home, she used to stay at home.
And were your brother and sister
My older? Brother and my sister, who were older than I was, because they were working in the pharmacy.
Of course, yes.
See, that's why this man knew him.
Yes, of course. And what about you then? Did you go to school?
I used to go to school.
And where did you go?
I used to go originally to Victoria and Albert Museum.
Ah, now, I've heard somebody else. There's an amazing picture
of
all the Gibraltarians on the steps. So tell me about that.
I was on one of them. And we used to go to school there, which was a school done up overnight, so to speak.
Can you remember what the building was like?
The museum?
Yeah, going in. Because it must have been the most enormous building for you.
Absolutely.
What is this? I mean, it is not now, you know. Yeah. So describe to me that.
Yeah. We went in, we used to go in. First turn was the boy classes, and on the left was the girls. As you go in into the museum, you turn left and turn right. And there was the school.
Have you been back?
Yes.
And did it ring any bells?
Yeah. I was struck with cancer. And my son-in-law came with me. And one of the places I took him to was that. So we went into the museum. It's the second place. There was a security guard here on a table. And a lady security and a man security. Yes, what have you got there? Open up the bag. Okay. I said, this used to be a school. No. Yes. I was here in 1940. I used to go down here at the school, and this is why I brought my son-in-law to show him. I took him down.
And it was the same?
Yes, exactly the same, except there weren't the desks, nor the chair there. But it was open again as the museum, and they had.
But so during the war, obviously the museum was closed.
Yes.
So do you remember that? Did you just go to your classroom, or did
That's
you?
That's right.
You didn't go anywhere else.
No,
in the
because
building?
Anything was all taken away. There was nothing.
But the building was still. Big empty room.
The building was there. But there was no features or anything, nothing exhibits or anything.
There's the most amazing place in the V&A where you can have, where they now, you can have tea, and it's that beautiful, and if you've been in, it's just a beautiful tile. It's all arts and crafts, amazing. Was it like that?
It was, but empty.
Empty, wow.
Just the bare walls.
So you did have a little wander about then?
No, we weren't allowed.
But in your classrooms,
it was in our classroom, yes.
And what were you? Who were the teachers?
Two of them were Gibraltarians, Mr. Silver, and the other one I cannot remember his name. But they were the teachers there.
And they'd come over from Gibraltar.
From Gibraltar.
And what lessons did you do?
English, maths, history, and religion.
And did you walk to school or?
We used to go by bus, number 34, I think it was.
So as far as sort of you as Gibraltarians were concerned, I mean, as you said, when you arrived in London, it was extraordinary because you'd never seen such a big place.
Oh, we were amazed. For example, when we went into Kensington High Street and we saw Barker's, a huge building. What's this flower?
What about things like escalators? And
yes, another thing, Barker's used to have escalators also. And we used to love going on there. Anyhow, then after that, we became altar servers in Our Lady's of Victory Church.
Altar boys?
Altar boys.
In where, and where was that church then?
In Kensington High Street.
Okay, right.
Towards the end of Kensington.
I know, on the end of Kensington Church Street.
That's right.
Yes.
And that church was bombed one night. A Lady of Victories, the Carmelites was another one, and a Protestant church. All three churches were blown out. And there was a miracle that took place in Carmel church. The whole church was burned down, benches, everything completely destroyed, with the exception of a crucifix which was made of wood, and that did not burn. Now, how can that be? How can that be? And if you go today to the Carmelites, as you go into the church, before you go in, on this side, this is the crucifix that was supposed to have been burned inside the church, and it's got a little scripture underneath.
That's amazing. Can you just say that last line again? Because I'm afraid my phone whistles. Could you just say that bit about the crucifix?
Yeah.
Just when you came into the church.
As you go into the church, by your right-hand side, the crucifix that was saved outside, and it's got a description underneath of what happened.
That's an amazing
that
story.
That is a miracle. And it was from there that I really took a belief in miracles do and can happen.
So you believe in miracles?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because that crucifix should have been burned. The same as all the benches and the same as all the church, because that was inside.
Tell me a little bit about, I'm just talking about sort of normal everyday things, if you could call it normal, but what about the sort of food you eat? Was it different to the food you had in Gibraltar?
No, it was different. Mm. Food at times were eatable, other times could not be eaten. Why? Because, for example, we used to have a pie. It was a dish, an oval dish, crust of pastry on top, and bacon, all minced bacon. It was very nice. But one night, or one day, this was served on our table, not my table, but the other table next to us. And when they opened it, what did it have inside? Coins.
What?
Coins. Screws. Nails and hair. Apparently it must have been an Abyssinian head, because it was little curly, very, very small curls inside the food, and the people went berserk. And that was another experience, and things like that happened.
But that's so peculiar. Who on earth would have done that?
It was in the kitchen of lions, because they were the suppliers to us. Lions.
So somebody did it to sort of sabotage?
Yes.
Yes, somebody else was talking about lions yesterday. Oh, this very nice old lady I interviewed yesterday at the hospital was talking about Lyon. She also was sent to Lydia Robles. Her family name was Neil, and she's in the hospital. She was amazing. Anyway, back to you. So the food was... She was talking about having... I remember now that you would get a little dish, a small dish like this of macaroni or something, which was meant to feed so many people.
Yeah, but then everything was Russian. We couldn't hold the Kalashnikov because Lyons had it. He was a supplier, so he had to have it.
So Lyons did very well out of the war.
Did very well during the war, even. Yeah. He had... restaurants in Piccadilly.
Yeah, all the tea houses.
Yeah.
And now no more. I wonder what happened. Lyons Tea, still going, I think.
Lyons Tea,
Tea room. So interesting. You've got a great memory. Really
Absolutely.
Good. Oh,
yeah,
fantastic. Can you see it? It's like vivid in your mind. Because you're making me see it now. I can see it. So what about... Let's talk about the bombs a bit. I mean, it became normal because you were living there.
Yes.
But did you ever see any terrible disasters,
tragedies? Yes, I'm going to tell you. There was this grandfather of a very, very close friend of mine, which we were together always. Jimmy and Raphael was one. School, playing, everywhere. And he had a grandfather. His grandfather did not work. And he used to wait for us after school, especially in summer, which was the days in England are very long. 10 o'clock, it's still daylight. And he used to wait for us. And he used to take us across Kensington Gardens, which was 2 minutes away from the hotel. And he used to feed the birds whilst we played. He used to play conkers. And we should fold them anyhow. Siren when this was to the latter part of it, because then the flying bombs started coming in. And they would come in at all times of the day, not like the airplanes. And the siren went, okay, the flying bombs are coming. But then we heard the guns very nearby. And the old man said, come on, let's go back to the hotel, to shelter. So we came out, and the gunfire, it was intensified. More continued, boom, 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 boom. So we took refuge in a shop. This shop was a tobacconist. This is the back of the window, and it had like a balcony on top. And you stood there. For a while. Alongside there was a rent and a waff and a civilian also taking shelter there. So we were all like that. And gunfire was very intense because they used to fire at the plane when they used to go by. And the old man says, come on, let's make a dash for the hotel, it's safer. Off we went running. Got into the hotel. And shortly after being 2 or 3 minutes in the hotel, the all clear went. So it was still daylight, and the old man says, come, let's go back. So we go back, and on our way back, what do we find? A shell had come down and killed the waff, the wren, and the civilian. How we stayed there, I wouldn't be here now. That was fate.
Extraordinary, really fateful. So it had come on down on the shop. And do you think that is amazing? I mean, you must have felt like you were blessed.
Yeah.
I have heard from a lot of people who were in London during the Blitz of Gibraltarians that the Gibraltarians were seen as being very lucky.
English people used to come to the shelters where we were.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Is it because of faith?
I suppose. Could be one of the things. But we are blessed in more ways than one. Gibraltar is blessed. It's blessed. You see the economy in the world, how it is, and we are thriving.
It's very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's an incredible story, James.
It's interesting and it's puzzling, because if all the world is in problem with, and we are all right, and we are keeping nearly 14,000 workers coming in daily from Spain.
And yeah. Well, maybe it's because you are independent.
I don't know. But we are well looked after by someone up there.